afternoon to you. I'm Tom Lounges, and this is Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. Coming up a little later in the show, we've got rising modern rockers Stop Drop Rewind. Well, they got a brand new CD we're going to play some music from, and we're also going to talk about a couple of shows they've got coming up. But first off, Jimmy Sarr has been making a lot of noise with his country music, and he's been doing a lot of stuff down in Nashville, right here in Chicagoland, and he's got a big party coming up. Jimmy will join us after this.
Consideration for programming is provided by State Farm agent John Yelkich, serving insurance needs for Hobart and the surrounding areas. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right. More information is available at john4insurance.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Thank you for supporting Lakeshore Public Radio and public radio in general. I'm Tom Lounges. This is Midwest Beat. Coming up a little later in the program, Stop Drop Rewind will be here. They're going to sit in, play live on the air, and we're going to feature songs off their new CD and talk about some of their new events. But right now, we've got an old friend in the studio. Jimmy Sarr is with us. He's a region guy that's been to Nashville, has been putting out some great records. In fact, he's got international hits. This was one of the first ones, going back about a year with Goodbye Back. Jimmy joins us next.
Bare feet, summer heat, sitting down there on the railroad tracks. First kiss, there's nothing like that. Thought we'd love to 83, rocking chairs on the porch out back. Swore we'd never lose it. Well, the arms swept in, I didn't think it would end. But I kissed you goodbye that night. I can get there. Goodbye, goodbye, man. Both of you and the sky were crying. Wish I knew what I had. We were loving life, summertime, dripping sweat and flying high. Wish I could relive what we had. Get the goodbye. School game, there you are, nothing has changed. We talked about life, you grabbed my hand, and then I saw that wedding band, knew I'd never be the same. Now it's holding you like I used to. Shut up, get there, goodbye, goodbye. Sweating.
Goodbye Back. That's Jimmy Sarr off the album We Fought Hard. And, Jimmy Sarr back with us again. And it's been just over a year, I think, since this album came out and you were here last.
Yeah, just about a year.
A lot of things have happened. You've got new music we're going to feature. One of the things about you that's different is you're country, but you don't have that twangy kind of sound that so many of the country artists today have. Obviously, you're from the region, so you've got the region sound. But you got a rock and roll attitude with a lot of the stuff here. It's kind of borderline. It's like they always say, you know, if John Mellencamp or Bob Seger came out today, they'd be called country. You've got that kind of rock and roll rootsy sound, but a little bit more of the countryside.
Yeah, and that's something that kind of worried me at first. You know, I always loved country music. I've always been a country music fan since I first started listening to music. You know, Conway Twitty, Oak Ridge Boys, all these guys were constants in my home growing up. And, you know, it was always there, Alabama, you know, and I always listened to it and grew up. But so was Def Leppard and, you know, like you said, Mellencamp and, you know, all these rock band Styx. And, you know, it just, you know, it was always there. So I kind of, I guess, found that happy medium. And when I tried to go, well, when I did go country and put out country album out, I was worried about how it was going to be received. But in a welcoming, you know, kind of surprise, it's actually kind of helped me more than hurt me, because I have a different sound, you know, and that's what I keep hearing from a lot of the radio stations and from producers and, you know, record labels and things like that, is that it sounds different. I think like artists like Stapleton and things like that have kind of paved the way for guys like me, you know, to something different. The cookie cutter stuff is over now. You know, they're looking for, you know,
bad boys.
Exactly. They don't want everything to sound alike anymore. Right. And that's a great thing. You know, the country music's evolving, and, you know, just like all music evolves, you know, it's just, like I said, it's great that they found a place for me, and I'm excited to keep making music.
Now, you mentioned that when you went to country, when you decided to go country. Now, before that, you were doing rock in the region.
Yeah, I was doing rock. Like I said, country music was always present. Even in my cover bands, we would always slip in songs like, you know, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, and some of those songs that borderline rock and roll anyway. Mm-hmm. But country music was always there, and it just felt like the songs I was writing were country songs. It's just, I just have that rock edge to me, you know.
Now, you're originally from Hammond.
Yes, born and raised in Hammond, Indiana. Grew up there and went to high school in Calumet City.
And now you're back in the region and in Crowntown.
Yep, back home.
Wow. Now, this album, We Fought Hard, this was released, like I said, about a year ago, 7 songs. Now, are you reissuing this album with the new songs on it as a longer extended version?
What we did is that's exactly kind of what we did. But we recorded 5 of the 7 songs because, you know, once you get out and you start playing the songs, you know, they kind of develop a different feel to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, playing them live, you get, I guess you can even use the word more comfortable with, and you start doing things a little different. So what we did is, you know, we got re-familiar with them. We kind of made new versions of 5 of the 7, and we're putting those out with 5 new songs and 3 acoustic tracks that come out in
the
spring.
So newly recorded, newly revisioned, so to speak?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the ones that have the We Fought Hard original CD, those are kind of collector items now.
Yeah, maybe.
Limited edition. Yeah. So when you get rich and famous, we're going to be able to pay our mortgages with these.
That'd be cool.
You have got a lot of success going on. We're going to talk about the band. The band is coming together very solidly now. Last time we talked, you were still working out the kinks. These songs were recorded in Nashville with studio players, though, correct?
Yes, with studio players.
What was the decision in that?
Well, the album, I was kicking around the idea to even do another album right now. But how it came to be is the John Kennedy that wrote We Fought Hard, which is an amazing song that's on my album. And he sent me another song called I Want to Fight. And he just thought it would be perfect for me, and he loved what I did with We Fought Hard, and that's how this whole thing came to be, is if we were going to record one song, we were going to go and record more songs. You know, it makes no sense to go to Nashville, hire musicians to go in there and do one song. So we kind of, Jack Adams and I kicked around the idea and thought that this would be the best move for me right now to to put out 5 more albums, kind of bring a new life to the old songs and kind of market it in a whole new way with new publicists, new management, and just kind of hit 2018 running. And in the meantime, the band, the current band, is going to be writing. We're writing as well. And
as
next,
a group?
Yeah, as a group, we're writing. And with the hopes of this coming fall, winter, to take these guys down to Nashville and record as a band.
All right. You mentioned John Kennedy did the title track of the last one, We Fought Hard. And this, I Want to Fight, let's play that, since that is one of the new tracks. Did he write this specifically for you? Is this just a new song that he wrote that you found?
I think he wrote it. I don't think he wrote it with the intent for me, but I think I was the first one he pitched it to,
okay.
And I just loved it. I mean, I the day he sent it to me, I was actually with Jack, and I got an email, and I pulled it up on my phone, started listening to it, and I played it for Jack, and Jack's just like, wow, you know, with your voice, that's a hit. And so we, as I said, that's how this whole thing came to be.
All right, well, let's play it. This is brand new music, Jimmy Sarr, I Wanna Fight.
Deep enough to read these scars. Wrong or right tonight.
New music, Jimmy Sarr. You're hearing it here first. That's one of the brand new tracks. And there'll be a little special, well, I shouldn't say a little special party, a big special party going on at Buddy and Pals on January 6th in Schererville, the old Second Dimension, for those of you that have been around a while. And Jimmy is my guest here in Midwest Beats, and we're talking about the new music, and that was written by the guy that did We Fought Hard, which was the title track of your album last year. And let's talk about this party you've got going on.
Yeah, we're trying to do, we wanted to get, last year, you know, like I said, I did a little listening party at my house, you know, 50 friends, you know, just kind of gathered around, had a few drinks, and we listened to the album. This year, you know, everybody wants to hear it. So what we decided to do, and my publicist came up with a great idea of doing something different, that we would kind of do a listening party slash interview Q&A kind of thing, and which thankfully you're going to help us out with.
That would be fun.
What we're going to do is we're going to start the evening with kind of an interview with myself and a couple guys in the band. Talk about a couple of songs, play the songs, you know, play the CD, a couple songs from the CD, and then maybe do a couple acoustic songs too. And then we'll finish the night with a full band show, so everybody that comes out can kind of, you know, get a little bit of everything. Get to know us a little bit better. Get to know a little bit more about the new music. Hear the new music.
Story behind it. Yeah, acoustic, how it was written. Yeah, and then absolutely. The full band.
Yep. And then the full band, we'll rock the rest of the night away.
Now, that sounds like something you should videotape.
Yeah, actually, we're going to broadcast it on Facebook Live because, you know, thankfully I've got fans all around the world now, which is kind of cool. So we're gonna put it on Facebook Live for those who can't attend. And hopefully it goes off seamlessly.
Well, we're going to talk about that global audience in a second, but first, why don't you introduce us to who's in the band now? You mentioned that it's all come together pretty solid.
Yeah, the band now is Jack Adams on guitar, Steve Termini on lead guitar, Sean Michael Farrell on bass, and Craig Cutler on drums.
Wow. All the old rockers are coming to country.
All the old rockers coming to country.
Good stuff. And again, this party is happening on Saturday, January 6th. That's just next week at Buddy and Pals in Schererville. It's a 8:30 start time. You're the only artist there.
Yeah, we're the only artist.
It's your show, your party.
It's our show, our party.
Now, that's not the official release. Tell us when the official release is.
The official CD release party is going to be March 24th at Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood, Illinois. The digital release of the album, everybody that attends this show, they can get tickets on Eventbrite or on our website. And everyone that attends the show will get a CD and we'll have the CD 2 weeks before the digital release, which is April 6th.
Wow, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, and 2018 looks pretty exciting.
Now, have you done videos for any of these songs yet?
We started shooting one, and then it was actually for Whiskey, and then we've got some interest from Aldine. Actually, wanted the song, so we stopped recording it. We actually weren't even going to release it because he was interested in it, and Rick, Michael and I that wrote the song together, we kind of sat back and we waited and the offer didn't come like we expected. Basically, we just didn't want to give up our publishing rights.
Okay.
And so we decided to hang on to the song instead.
Well, it's kind of cool that someone like Jason Aldean wants one of your original tunes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting, and maybe somewhere down the road I kicked myself in the butt for not doing it, but it's a great song, and it's got me, I mean, that song, I mean, it spent number one, it was number one for 6 weeks on the Black Sheep Radio Network when I released it. You know, it's a song that's very, you know, personal to me. It's a story about something in my life, and to just let it go for nothing, you know, I just couldn't bring myself to do that.
Well, let's talk about this global audience you were mentioning both off air, and you just referenced them on air. That, you know, we always think of ourselves as region artists. We're in the third largest, you know, music city with Chicago right here. But the internet has made us worldwide, no matter what we do.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be an artist. There's so many tools for us nowadays. You don't really need a major label behind you. I mean, if you got internet radio, I mean, if you can afford it's easier said than done. Go to Nashville, hire the musicians, write the songs or buy the songs. I mean, you can honestly do it yourself, you know. Yeah. It's just, I mean, it takes some money, obviously, up front, you know, if you're lucky enough to have that or have someone that believes in you enough to get behind you on something like that. You know, you can do it. Then you come back, then you distribute your music yourself through iTunes, through Spotify, through Pandora. And then you turn around and, you know, it like when you get big enough, then you go into like we're entering a deal with Sony Red Distribution that's going to distribute the album now. And it's just, I mean, it's kind of taken on instead of a record label making the money off of you, now you're working for yourself and you make the money.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's actually, to be honest, Chase Rice set the blueprint for this, you know, with him never signing a deal and writing songs for other people. And, you know, it kind of became an inspiration to me. And I'm just kind of following the path that he laid out and trying to.
Now, is your distribution deal, is that just North America? Is it worldwide?
Right now it's just North America, but we've got such a huge following right now in New Zealand and Australia that we're going to probably have to push some albums out there somehow. You know, they've been buying albums from you know, they buy on iTunes, obviously, and digital, which is, you know, great now. I mean, the days of physical CDs, I think, are disappearing. You know, I mean, I think in the next couple of years, you're not even going to be able to walk into a store and buy an actual CD anymore. You know, everything's digital. It's just the convenience is there. If you hear a song on the radio, you can, boom, instantly, you got it on your phone.
Right.
You know, I think the new thing you're going to see in probably the next year or so, and we're going to experiment with on the next album, is having your songs on an actual hard drive or a little USB.
Okay.
You know, the USB, you put your logo on and it's got your music. So they take they buy a USB from you at a show, they plug it into their computer, boom, it's on their phone, it's on their iPods, iPads, and I think that's the way music is going to go in the next year or so.
Wow. That's crazy. Let's play something. Again, another new song. You said this one is doing real well in New Zealand?
Yeah, it was. We released it. New Zealand's been a great market for me for some reason. I mean, they picked up the music and it just took off. I mean, they're playing everything. I'm being played on three different formats out there. Average of 5 million listeners a day. They're really supporting us and trying to get us out there for a show, which we're hoping to do sometime next year. I gave them Million Miles of Free first 2 weeks before we released it here in the U.S., and it's been their most requested song for the last couple of weeks.
Wow. Well, let's play it now. Million Miles of Free, again, new music from Jimmy Sarr.
Stop us from punching the gas, spitting our wheels in a cloud of dust. Did that no trespass sign and disappear? Stopped us, she was willing to fall, and I was ready for love. The moon on the dash and stars in her eyes at night are still so clear. Out in the fields where no one saw, we didn't do much, but we learned it all. With no one around to tell us who to be, we were screaming now.
Miles of Free, new music Jimmy Saar recorded in Nashville. You'll be listening to that live in the club at Buddy and Pals in Schererville on January 6th. Keep up with Jimmy at jimmysaar.com. That's Jimmy with a Y and a double R, jimmysaar.com. Jimmy's in the studio with us here on Midwest Beat. We're talking about this great new album. And Jimmy, that song, it's got a poppy edge to it, but I can see when you hit those big stages, I can see the audience doing a wave and singing with that one. That's an anthem.
Yeah, we're really hoping that. That's why we want to push it first. So when we start playing it live, maybe we get those, you know, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
sung back to us. It would be kind of cool.
That would be awesome, I'll tell you. Now, you said New Zealand's embraced it. They got the sneak peek on it, the early release. Where else are you releasing this as a single?
It's out on iTunes now. So if you like it, please go pick it up. It's little by little going to country radio everywhere. It started about 2 weeks ago. It's scheduled to debut on Sirius Highway FM and one of their On the Horizon show after the first of the year sometime. We're really excited about that because that's national exposure. Bobby Bones has actually picked it up. We're excited, you know. I mean, it's getting some national radio play, and you know, not to say I don't love my hometown, you know, people and hometown radio, but you know, it's just kind of, you know, it's time.
Take it to that level.
Yeah, it's time.
And we were talking earlier about how John Kennedy has written some songs for you. Where did that song come from?
That's written by Ben Bradford.
Did it come to you?
I met Ben again. Another guy I met in Nashville, and you know, he's a singer-songwriter, but not really pushing the singing part. A lot of these guys just, you know, the money's in the songwriting. It's not in going out and, you know, and making records anymore. You know, it's in the songwriting. And these guys, they, you know, if they like you, they pitch you songs. You know, just like, you know, when I was down there recording last year, I sat and, you know, me and Luke Combs was recording with me at the same time. And he and I, you know, before he even got big, and we, you know, went across the street and we were talking and just talking about that very thing, you know, songwriting. And, you know, if you can, you know, never be afraid to turn down a good song, you know, if, you know, don't have so much pride that, you know, it's got to be, I got to write everything on an album, you know, that if someone pitched you a good song, record it, because that could be the song that knocks down the door for you.
And as you said, sometimes keep the best songs.
And sometimes keep the best songs.
You were talking about re-recording 5 of the 7 songs on the original album, We Fought Hard. Now, when you reissue this album, will it have the same title? Or new title? New art? What?
We toyed with the idea of calling it the We Fought Hard Limited Edition, which is kind of the working title. That may change. But as of right now, it's the We Fought Hard Limited Edition.
Okay. Now, the 7 that were on the original album, are you going to release the other 2 again that you didn't re-record? Will they be on there?
Yeah. All 7 from the original album will be on there. The only 2 we didn't mess with, we didn't mess with Whiskey, and we didn't mess with We Fought Hard.
Okay.
We thought those were, you know, were perfect. They didn't, you know, they didn't need any tweaking. The other ones, everything else in the album has been redone. And then 5, like I said, 5 new studio songs and 3 acoustic songs.
All right. Again, keep up with Jimmy online, jimmysaar.com, double R. And Jimmy, we mentioned that it's been a little over a year now since the original album came out. A lot has happened. You've been re-recording. You've been playing out live, getting your music out there. What are some of the best lessons learned? You went from being in the local clubs to actually traveling and doing bigger shows and rubbing elbows with Nashville famous folks. And what lessons have you learned in the last year?
Wow. The first thing that comes to mind is probably a most recent experience when we opened up for Montgomery Gentry at the Star Plaza before they closed the doors. I have a tendency to be a little, I guess Jack would use a different word to describe me, but I would say intense before a show. Like, I want to make sure everything's right. You know, I'm very much a perfectionist, and I kind of get a little ahead of myself sometimes. Well, we arrived at the Star, and I was the last one there. The band's all standing outside, and as soon as I got out of my car, they all just scattered, everyone except Jack. And Jack, you know, walks up to me, and he's like, listen, don't freak out, but sound's down. There's no sound. We're probably not going to get a sound check if they get it going. And, you know, I just, you know, of course, you know, went to a big show opening for, you know, a national act that I love. You know, Montgomery Gentry, I've always been a huge fan of, and I was excited to do the show. You know, we had tons of people coming out to this thing, and get there and, you know, I'm like I said, a ball stressed, you know, and then I find out my merchandise isn't coming. It just seemed like everything that could go wrong today, that day was going wrong. But, and so as I'm walking around and just kind of watching, you know, everything just kind of, I'm just standing there and obviously Brian Wynn, which everybody that's anybody around here in music knows Brian. Brian came, solved the problem. Montgomery Gentry starts to do their sound check. Well, you know, Troy comes out dressed like Elvis to the nines, you know, the sideburns, the wig, the jumpsuit, and does his entire sound check in, you know, dressed like Elvis, you know, and he, and I'm standing there and I'm still like, you know, I must have just looked like crap, you know, and he could tell that I was just, and he just looks at me and he goes, you just got to keep it light, bud, you know, and at that moment, it's just like everything just went away, you know, wow. And if he's not worried about it, you know, why should I be worried about it, you know, and it just, you know, and they were just amazing to us. And he was just one of the sweetest guys I ever met. Rest in peace, Troy. And, you know, I'm just glad I got to share a stage with him before, you know, before he passed away.
That's a great story. Now, you were also talking about the fact that the group now being more solidified, you're starting to write as an ensemble. How is that affecting the dynamic of the music? With the music we know that you have written and the songs you've picked to cover, so to speak, from other writers, how is it now affecting the sound of the band?
Well, I like the fact that the main thing is that now the band feels invested, you know, that they're not just playing someone else's songs, that now they're going to be playing their own songs. And that that brings a new aspect to the band in general. Now it gets more serious for them too. You know, like I can remember when I was playing cover songs and being a cover band, you know, it's not that you don't care, but and then when you start playing original music, it's a different feel. Now mm-hmm. you're selling something. Now you're selling yourself. Now you want people, okay, this is who I am. This is what I want people to be remembered for. This is what I want people to know. These are the songs I want you to remember when you come see me. This is the song I want you to sing along to. You know, and that's an amazing feeling. Like we did, the first big show I did last summer was my annual Kick It in the Sticks show with the new band. And to hear people singing the words of Goodbye back, you know, to us, and then to hear them sing along with Whiskey and being able to just completely drop off the mic and hear them singing the words to a song that you wrote. There's no feeling like that in the world, you know?
Let's play another new song. What would you like to play?
Let's do It Is What It Is. It's probably honestly my favorite song on the album. It's just a good story, and I think a lot of people can relate to it.
And this is another one of the new ones, so we'll check it out now. We'll be back with Jimmy one more time after this. It Is What It Is.
Take my jacket, throw it on, 'cause you know it's gonna get cold tonight. When you get to your mama's, give me a call, 'cause I worry. I wanna know if you made it home alright. We can talk and talk for hours, but there ain't nothing left to say. You have led me that way. Yeah, it is what it is, and it was what it was, and we were who we were, whatever that was, it was enough. Yeah, we did what we did, and we tried what we tried, but it all came down to goodbyes, goodbye, and that's the bottom line. Oh, baby, it is what it is.
What it is, words to live by. What it is. What it is Jimmy Sarr and brand new music. Jimmy's going to be at Buddy and Pals in Schererville, the old Second Dimension. That's at 8:30 on Saturday, January 6th, just 2 days before Elvis's birthday. Are you going to come out dressed as Elvis?
Hey, maybe I will. Maybe I'll follow in Troy's
footsteps. A tribute to Troy. That would be kind of cool. And again, that's going to be something different, not just a usual show. We're going to do a Q&A. So a little bit of what we're doing today, but more enhanced. We're going to have the full band there.
Yes.
We're going to have some of those guys answering questions. We're going to feature some stuff off the album. You're going to do something acoustic as well.
Yeah, we're going to play a couple of songs acoustic. We're going to play probably some of your favorite Jimmy Sarr songs acoustic. And then one of the new acoustic tracks on the album we'll probably play acoustic too, which is called Play Me That Song, which was written and given to me by Brantley Gilbert.
Wow. And again, Brantley, he's up and coming quite quickly.
Brantley, is everything he's done is well-deserved. I'm a huge fan. I got to meet him back in 2009 for the first time and several times since then. And just a humble, awesome, nice guy. Can't say enough great things about him. Like I said, you meet anybody that's met this man will testify to that as well.
You know, one of the ways that a lot of country artists break is that they hitch their wagon to another artist that is on the rise.
Right.
We just saw that Jason Moore was in town. He had Dylan with him.
Yeah.
Not that he needs a lot of help because he's rising fast, but a lot of these artists are getting their step up by working with other artists like that. Have you established some good friendships, you think, that'll be the trick?
I have. Brantley Gilbert is one of them. There's another song that's going to be on the new album called Once that he wrote as well. I'm hoping to, like I said, maybe get on the road with him in the next year. We're hoping for the right tour. I've met a lot of people. That's the best thing about, the Nashville and going down there and rubbing elbows with all these guys is you do develop friendships, and there's some, I could sit here and name drop all night but it's just a lot of these guys are just, you realize that they're just like you, they started on a small stage. They started in the clubs and the bars too. No one came out of the gate, selling million records, So it's like I said, I've met a lot of friends. I'm looking to even expand my new, my kicking in the sticks. We're going into year six this year. We're hoping to even bring a national act, and some friends from Nashville to that this year. We've outgrown the bars. So we've moved it to Lake County Fairgrounds in June. And, we're hoping for a huge event. And like I said, maybe bring some of my Nashville buddies back.
That sounds great. And we can keep up with all that online at jimmysarr.com.
Absolutely. And Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and it's all just Jimmy Sarr.
All right. Well, wishing you well in 2018. Sounds like you're on the good foot.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me. God bless everybody. Happy New Year, and thank you for your support.
January 6th, you'll find Jimmy and yours truly at Buddy and Pals in Schererville. We hope you'll join us. It's 8:30 p.m. It'll be a listening party, Q&A, and then a live plugged-in concert with the full band. And one of the acoustic songs that we were just talking about, written by Brantley Gilbert.
Yes.
I got stuck on the name there. Brantley Gilbert is Play Me That Song, and this is this going to be on the album?
This is going to be one of the bonus tracks that's going to be on the physical CD that everybody can get at the release party.
All right. Well, we'll say goodbye on this one then. Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Play Me That Song, will you?
She's stopping by real late tonight just to talk. She said, got some things been weighing on my mind, and I know I can come there. We just sit and maybe talk a while. She'll spill her heart in these arms of mine, and then she'll say, play me that song, play me that song you wrote about a girl who might not ever know how much you care or how much you love her. Play me that song, play me that song again, boy. I like to think there's someone there who might love me just like that. So play me that song again. Waste of time on small town guys, nothing but drama. There's a trail of tears that leads right to my side, 'cause I know how to hold her. She knows I don't give a damn about the rumors spread or what's been said. I just hold on tight till the time is right. Better play her that song, play her that song I wrote about the girl who might not ever know how much I care or how much I love her. I'll play her that song, I'll play her that song again, 'cause she likes to think there's someone there who might love her just like me. I'll play her that song. Ooh, baby, I'll never get tired. I'll play it all night, set a need to sunrise till I'm black and blue. You make it easy to do. Baby, that song, baby, that song I wrote about the girl who might not ever know how much I care or how much I love her. Baby, that song, gotta tell you the truth. I've been hiding this too long from you. I can't believe you never knew. It's all about. It's all about you. Oh, it's all about you.
Play me that song. That's new music, Jimmy Sarr. That's one of the bonus tracks on his new album. And again, January 6th, Buddy and Pals in Schererville, the old Second Dimension. Q&A, listening party, and then full-on concert. And I'm telling you, I like Jimmy's first album that we profiled about a year or so ago, but I really like this new material even more. I think we're going to hear some good things happening for that guy. Jimmy Sarr, you heard him? Now go support him. That's what it's all about. Support local music. We're going to do just that in just a minute. Stop Drop Rewind is joining us for the second half. These guys are rising modern rockers. They got another album out. They were on a while ago, and well, we brought them back because they got new music and new things to talk about. We're going to have the entire band in the studio with us. But before we get to that, want to wish a few happy birthdays out there. On this day, December 29th, born in 1955. A guy that I had the chance to MC for, him and his lovely wife, Pat Benatar. Neil Giraldo, he is 62 years old, so happy birthday to Neil. Another old friend, going back to my Jesus Christ Superstar days with Ted Neely, is his former leading lady, Yvonne Elliman, a disco queen turned rock and roller, worked with Eric Clapton, a lot of people over the years. If I Can't Have You is a big song for her. She is turning 66, so happy birthday to Yvonne. Also, Cozy Powell, who worked, one of the great drummers of rock and roll, who worked with Jeff Beck Group, Rainbow, Gary Moore, Robert Plant, Black Sabbath, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, or Powell rather, Whitesnake. I mean, he's done stuff with Brian May on his solo stuff, and just one of the great go-to English drummers of all time. Sadly, he passed away in 1998 at the age of 57, but had he lived, he would be 70 years old, born in 1947. So happy birthday to Cozy Powell. And let's do another birthday. This is one of my favorite bands in the world. Of course, I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan, and these guys used to back him up. I'm talking about the Hawks, who later became the Band. And in 1970, they broke out on their own really big. And Rick Danko, he was the bass player, songwriter, singer. Again, he passed away way too early at the age of 57 from heart failure in 1999. But had Rick lived, he would have been 75 today. He was born in 1942. So let's pay tribute to Rick Danko, the late great bass player, singer, songwriter of the Band, by giving you a solo version of a song that, well, was a big hit for the Band as well as the Grateful Dead. So for all you you hippy dippy folks out there, let's tap into the ripple, open up a bottle in Rick Danko's memory.
Thank you. steps alone.
Great Rick Danko of the band, and today would have been his birthday. Rick would have been 75 had he not shuffled off this mortal coil on December 10th of 1999 at the age of 57. Again, lots of birthdays in the house, rock and roll birthdays. Two more we didn't mention, but we'll throw in there too. Ray Thomas, English flautist, singer, composer with the Moody Blues. He's 76 years old, born on this day, 1941. He is our old-timer of the day on today's list. And another December 29th birthday, and certainly the prettiest of the bunch. At least she was back in the day. We're talking about English singer, songwriter, actress Marianne Faithfull, and escorted young lady by many of the Rolling Stones over the days. She achieved a lot of popularity in the 60s. Tears Go By was a big hit for Marianne Faithfull. And, of course, she has gone on to do lots of other stuff as well. So happy birthday to Marianne. She is still with us at the age of 71.